Happy Wednesday on B&E. Beautiful morning. Could be a rainy afternoon, but take the sunshine this morning for sure. Folks are enjoying some, a lot of folks enjoying downtime. Buck, you went to fish camp over the weekend?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of sun, got a lot of vitamin C in my body. I got a nose that's all peeling now from...
That means some vitamin D, too.
Yeah, man, I got everything.
Natural vitamin D, like Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley are fans of.
Stupid, man. That was dumb. I laid out there and fell asleep in the sun. That's stuff you do back in college, and I'm boining right now. My chest is all boying up and everything else.
What's that word you just used?
Boint.
Boing?
I was boint. I was boint up.
Boint up.
Eah, but I'm good. I just wanted to get a little...
What? Up. Bro, what are you talking about?
Were you wearing
about,
your
man?
Titty sandals?
I did. I brought my titties with me, and I wore them to fish camp.
Shirt was off and everything.
I pulled my shorts all tied up there. I wanted to get these little white
You're
legs.
You're going Daisy Dukes.
Dude, I was going for that deep, dark Texas tan.
Caramel macchiato?
I was going for caramel, deep caramel. But you can't get it in one day, dude. And I tried to get it in one day and been paying ever since then with peeling nose, all burned up. But it's all right. I got out there, got it done.
Well, it was funny.
Today is the day to get it done right here. This is the kind of sun where you're all right in the morning.
Until the rain comes.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, I mean, whatever you're doing, take us with you, as we said. But boy, I was talking to Wes Murray with Grande Equipment. He told me they estimated there were 250,000 folks at Port Aransas last weekend.
That was one of them. But you couldn't find us. We were out in the island.
You were out on the camp.
Yeah, you were up. I didn't deal with them.
Can you imagine? I mean, that place is a small place in the first place.
Yeah, and 10,000 of them were on the highway looking at their phones in the speeding lane.
In the fast lane. Yeah, life in the fast lane, people. Scoot over.
My goodness.
See, because I don't have a big issue. I do have a big issue. I have a big issue with people who block the passing lane. But the ones that are just oblivious to it, right, and they're going the same speed as the guy next to them for like mile after mile after mile and don't even see the line of cars behind them. Because they're texting or just completely oblivious to the surroundings?
Yeah, I mean, Margaret Bigsby is in the left-hand lane just going. It says 85. I mean, there's spots down that way that say 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
She's going 60, and the phone is up to her face. And she's doing this for like 4 or 5 minutes. And you get around, you get right beside her, and you just look at her and you're going,
hello.
Go. Yeah, hello there, Margaret. Let's go.
Hey, Margaret.
Hey, Bigsby, let's get out the hell out of the way.
And if you want to go the exact same speed as the car next to you, just file in line behind it. Everybody's good. Why you got to ride next to it?
It's incredible, man.
For mile after mile after mile with the speed limit.
It's
going to
take a little time. Everybody's back out there with the rest of the public.
No road rage.
They're trying to figure it out on what to do. Hey, I think they had an NBA night where nobody threw a bottle.
Good.
Nobody spit on anybody.
Awesome.
They're starting to get used to actually being out amongst the people again.
No brawls in the stands in the baseball games last night.
No,
that's good.
No. It's going to take some time, man.
We're going to get there.
Yes, we are.
That's a lot of people for that little tiny Port Aransas. But either way, whatever you're doing to enjoy your beginning of summer, be safe, but take the horn with you, and we'll get you there.
Hey, where is it that you go that you get on that, you get on the ferry to go over?
Port Aransas.
I can't even imagine that line.
Well, because you can go on the ferry to cut the corner, or you can go around.
All the way around?
Through Corpus and back down.
Is that another hour?
Yeah, he's got to go over the bridge. Yeah, it probably takes another 45 minutes. Now, with traffic, it'll be a lot more than that because it's a two-lane road out there. To double back.
I used to take the ferry over to Martha's Vineyard. You know what I mean? Over to the vineyard in the day.
Also down near Galveston, you can do the Bolivar Ferry too. There's a ferry there to go across.
All that stuff must have been jammed last week.
Oh,
that's no, thank you.
Crazy.
Uh-uh.
People are just so eager and anxious to get out and do things and go have a good time.
Good. Have a good time.
And be safe.
Stay out of the left hand lane. Really? That's all, man.
Hey, let's get to your... Let's dive into your B&E Fact of the Day first. Get your brain percolating on this Wednesday morning.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, Buck, do you know what's coming out this week?
What's that?
Or some point this month, but likely this week, according to experts? Oh, yeah. The official commissioned by Congress... Top Intelligence UFO report. Oh, yeah. Unidentified Flying Object report could be coming out. You know, according to a recent Gallup poll, how many U.S. Americans believe that there are indeed unidentified UFOs that have been sighted over our world?
60%.
You think it's 60?
Yes.
60% is the answer?
Yes. All
right. I'll give you the answer on the other side of the headline.
Oh!
Recent Gallup poll for U.S. Americans. What it says here. I like that. Wasn't that Miss South Carolina?
U.S.
Americans.
U.S. Americans.
U.S. Americans. We'll let you know that, but we'll let you know what the report might indicate, too, with UFOs.
Are they amongst us? Are they in Killeen? Are they at the malls?
Or above the malls of Killeen.
Just like hanging above the malls?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get to your trending topics, though, first. UBO Business Services brings it to you. We'll start with the Texas football news. Multiple reports yesterday and then some confirmation from folks at UT that Texas linebacker Dele Adeoye has withdrawn his name from the NCAA transfer portal and is planning to rejoin the Longhorn football program. The junior, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, then IMG Academy, has 10 starts in his career, had put his name in that portal back on January 8th. But looks like he's going to try to roll back here and be a part of the Longhorns at the linebacker position. Also yesterday, a report from OrangeBloods.com, the University of Tulsa transfer cornerback Caleb Evans was on UT campus yesterday for a one-day official visit. Yesterday was the first day of the dead period ending over this past weekend. The 6'2", 190-pounder, originally from McKinney, announced his top five transfer spots, which did include Texas, along with Missouri, Notre Dame, Texas Tech, and Jackson State. Elsewhere in college football, big day for the Georgia Bulldogs yesterday. They received commitments from a pair of former five-star transfers, the former LSU tight end Eric Gilbert and former Clemson All-ACC first-team cornerback Darian Kendrick. Both announced their intentions to join Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs starting in the fall. NBA playoffs last night, series closed out, a classic in Denver, and L.A. Lakers on the brink of elimination now. Brooklyn got 34-point triple-double from James Harden. They finished off the Celtics with ease, 123-109. Nets now face Milwaukee in a very intriguing second-round matchup. Denver last night, Nuggets needed double overtime, but finally held off the Portland Trailblazers, 147-140. To take a 3-2 series lead there, Nikola Jokic had 38 points, 11 boards. That helped offset a 55-point night from Dame Lillard. That included an NBA playoff record 12 three-pointers. Also in Phoenix last night, now official, LeBron James-led team will play in an elimination game in the first round of a playoff series for the first time in his career. Suns whipped the Anthony Davis-less Lakers last night, 115-85. They're up 3-2 there. Major League Baseball, Astros beat the Red Sox 5-1. Their young right-hander, Luis Garcia, for the Astros, 24 years old, handcuffed the Sox for a career-high 7 innings, earns his 4th win. He's becoming a rock in that Astro rotation. Rangers have lost 13 consecutive road games now, 7 straight overall. They lost in Colorado in 11 innings last night, 3-2. And Round Rock finished off their first ever 6-game series sweep on the road at Salt Lake last night, beat the Bees 4-3.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Buck, you are correct about the BNE fact of the day. According to a recent Gallup or a 2019 Gallup poll, 2/3 of U.S. Americans believe in some form of flying objects that are unidentified. 2/3. That's pretty good. That's close to 60. That's about 60.
So you do believe me about the malls. Great place to go to be an alien.
Well, so UFOs are synonymous, obviously, with aliens, right, in pop culture?
Yeah, sure.
But the literal name is unidentified flying object.
Right.
So that's what they're trying to uncover. And there was some footage released this week from someone who alleging that this was video taken from a U.S. naval ship off the coast of San Diego a couple of years ago that shows these flying objects that are that no one can explain, like how they move, and like literally that maybe when this report comes out that the military and government officials will even admit that, you know, no one really currently has the technology to actually fly a something like that, like side to side, up and down, all the things that UFOs were doing. I don't know, man.
They're not only coming from the skies, but they're in the oceans, too.
Ooh.
Realize that. It's not just a sky thing. It's not just another planet deal.
Thought about that.
That's a myth.
They come from the ocean also. So, be ready.
Be ready.
Just be ready when they come to you. You got to be ready.
Here, the top intelligence and military officials are scheduled to release a report this month addressing unidentified objects in American airspace. The report commissioned by Congress has garnered considerable attention as lawmakers and the public speculate on what the report may reveal about unidentified flying objects. And this is something that the former President Barack Obama said last month upon news of this report. He said, what is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there is footage of and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they moved, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern. And so, you know, I think people are still taking seriously trying to investigate and figure out what it is.
What does it mean? Tell me what it means.
I don't know.
What does it mean? Should we be afraid?
You decide. Are they watching us?
What if they want to be in the NFL? What if they want to get a team? 33rd team in the NFL. How would you like to cover those dudes?
The aliens?
Yeah, how would you like to have them have a team? That wouldn't be fun. I'm down with that, though.
I just want them to identify themselves. Can they identify themselves instead of just hovering over certain parts of the world and, like, Baker Mayfield sees them or something?
Nah.
And his wife?
Somebody, one of them is going to make a mistake. And they may make mistakes, too. They're going to make a mistake at the mall. They're going to show, you know, that extra eye. It's going to, you know, fall out from behind that hat. And bang, you're going to see the one and big eye in the back of their head. Now you're going to be all nervous. Just chill.
You've seen Men in Black too many times, dog.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I wasn't down with that series. I saw the first one, never saw anything else. They're here.
It says the report has drawn renewed attention after a filmmaker last week shared a video depicting radar footage he claimed shows a swarm of unidentified flying objects near a Navy ship off the coast of San Diego almost 2 years ago. So not just one or two, a swarm, like bees. And we don't have the technology to create that.
As I said, they're not just coming from the skies. They're coming out of the oceans,
Ooh.
The depths of the oceans.
Ooh.
It's very mysterious. Juicy. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared of. They're afraid of things like dogs and snakes, too. That's the cool part. You know what I mean?
You take it to places I can't even imagine.
You don't think they're afraid of rattlers? They are. They worry about stuff like that. They worry about dogs. Because dogs and stuff like that,
cats can
identify them. You know what I mean?
I don't know what they are, so I don't think I've ever had the thought of, do I think aliens are scared of rattlesnakes? I don't think that's ever crossed my mind before. I'm just thinking of, are they actually out there? I'm assuming
they're there.
Okay.
You believe that, right?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I don't believe. I don't believe, truly. I do not.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not sure. I can't say that.
You know what you need to just say? You're not sure.
Not sure.
I'm pretty sure. I'm dead up in there.
You're older than me. You've got more 60. Wisdom than I have.
Not wisdom. It's just the feel.
The feel?
Yeah, man.
Zay, do you have the fever for the flavor of a UFO?
No, I'm not with that at all. And I'm definitely scared as hell.
You are scared, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, just think about this entire universe that we live in.
Yes.
These stupid people that live on this earth. Do you think there's got to be somebody smarter than all of us? I mean...
You mean the lady that can't get out of the fast lane?
Yeah, let's include her. Seriously, don't you know
there's... When the speed limit's 80?
Out of all the wonderful maker of all this stuff, you think that person would just leave us here? That would be it? Just think about your mankind around you.
I also think about things coming out of the sea.
It kind of worries you a little bit, huh?
Lake, I mean, I've heard like the Loch Ness Monster and things like that.
Well, you should have been down there when it was raining down here where I was. I was thinking of tsunamis.
Well, you know, in Oklahoma, you can buy a...
Seriously, I was at fish camp.
Well, tsunamis are a real thing.
You don't think tsunamis came into my mind at fish camp out there in the ocean?
I don't know if there was an earthquake anywhere near you at that point. Because tsunamis are actual real things, right?
Correct.
They develop because of, you know,
earthquakes, shifting. They happen in lakes also.
Yes. But those actually have, like what is it, Bigfoot? Remember in Oklahoma, you can buy a Bigfoot hunting license? Like you can actually pay money to go hunt Bigfoot in
Oklahoma?
I'm
not buying. I must have been on something. I must have been drunk when I saw that one on Man Check. So I'm not really buying into Bigfoot. That was something I swear I thought I saw. But the aliens, I'm going to head up to Clean Mall and check them out this week.
That's a serious...
Bring y'all back some info and take pictures.
By the way, that whole Bigfoot license in Oklahoma is a serious redneck trick, right? I mean, come pay money to get a license to shoot something that probably doesn't exist.
And you think that...
And you're going to be tracing out there.
And you think there's not smarter life on around this universe considering the people from Oklahoma? Think about that.
And by the way, Mr. Hunter, what did Bigfoot ever do to you? He's not hurting anybody. What do you want to shoot him for?
Not a thing.
No one can even find him. He's not bothering anybody.
No.
Hurting you?
No.
What do you want to go hunt him for?
Leave him alone. Or her. Leave the whole family alone.
Leave him alone.
Atlantis Rising.
At least just,
there you go.
At least just capture him. Ooh, Atlantis Rising. That would be cool.
But that dude, Elon Musk, is going to be the first one to dead smack run into one.
Yeah.
He's a pretty smart dude, you know.
He's a really smart dude, and he now lives among us.
And I think he's out to kind of help a bunch of people, just to try to sophisticate us, move us into the future. I know he's rich and all that stuff, but I think he's basically a kind of good dude. He's the first one who's going to run into one and
you know,
bring them to
Elon,
us.
Elon is, you know, they're building that new plant out there near Maynard.
Yeah.
They're working 24 hours on that. You could drive that place any time of the night. and their lights and their building. Like,
it's like Formula One when they were doing that.
He's got a goal to get this thing done and come online, and they're not wasting a minute. It's pretty unbelievable, the pace at which they're moving that thing. So he doesn't wait around, for sure. Yeah, and Elon would believe.
And before I pass away, and hopefully it's not today, I really would like to come in contact with somebody from another planet. Before I die, I really would like that.
Maybe you have already.
That opportunity.
Know. Maybe you already have. You know, you just never really realized it.
When I go mall walking, that's one of the oldies will be there, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's...
But don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Zay's afraid.
Well, Zay's afraid. Zay's a little bit of a fraidy cat.
I'm just saying, if they can, like, if indeed they're swarming around a battleship out in the, you know, out in San Diego, what are they got to be thinking about plotting something, right? They're spying on us if they're indeed there.
Well, they want to know how to come to us without any problems, you know?
Oh.
Without us trying to blow them up or whatever, or them having to kill us all.
So they come in peace.
They want to come in peace. They're just trying to find ways. To this planet, how do you come in peace?
Yeah, that kind of seems like a nice place. We just want to visit.
Yeah, but somebody will screw it up. Somebody will take a shot at them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we told the Native Americans when we got here.
See y'all. Thanks for the popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so let's dive into our Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, avconsultations.com. When indeed the UFOs do arrive, maybe you'll have your 75-inch flat screen TV so you can watch the invasion live on television.
Oh, my God. Quit saying the word invasion. There's not going to be an invasion.
Zay's the one in there scared. He's petrified. He's worried about this invasion.
Don't worry about him, man.
Invasion of the UFOs. I don't know. AVconsultations.com, 30 years getting it done and doing an awesome job of it. All right, Buck, so you think Lakers done?
I
Sayonara.
Do. Yes.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Finney.
LeBron James can't carry. He basically can't carry that group that he's playing with right now any further.
Without Anthony Davis.
No.
This is a team worse than some of the teams he had in Cleveland back in the day. Remember when he was in Cleveland on his own and he was young and he could, you know, he was a young LeBron James? This is clearly not that team. And now they're a game away from a lineage. They're down 30 at the half last night, as you said.
And we get people on the text line saying, well, Michael could do that. Michael had way more talent around him, even when guys were hurt, than what LeBron James is playing with. And that's not an excuse for LeBron James. He's just an older dude now. He's not scoring 50. He's not scoring 45. He's not Steph Curry. He's not that kind of shooter. And he's a big dude, and he's carrying a lot, and he plays pretty good defense, and he takes the spot of another. He's just worn.
Well, and he's, as we say, the roster around him is not great.
No.
And he's not 100%. You know, he's still dealing with a high ankle sprain that he said is not going to heal this year. So he is not his 100% explosive self, even at his age. And, you know, without Anthony Davis, look, both those guys deserve some credit, right? I mean, the Lakers played their first home playoff game in 8 years in this series because last year they won it in the bubble. That had been a pretty bad franchise for a good stretch until LeBron got there, right? And now with Anthony Davis, they won a championship last year. Now, some will dismiss it because it was a bubble championship, but it's still a championship. And, you know, this year they just don't seem to have the roster. That's why they're the seventh seed and injuries have been a problem for them. But doesn't feel good. Now, can the Brooklyn Nets, Isaiah and Buck, in their coach's corner win a championship?
I think so.
Can this thrown-together team that hardly played together at all during the regular season win the whole thing?
Yeah, if James Harden continues to play the way he plays and facilitates and not have to be the scoring leader and not be, you know, taking all kinds of bad shots, sure they can. They got Kevin Durant on the team. That guy's a scoring savant.
He is. I know he has been since he's 18 here in Austin, Texas. But, yeah.
And Goofy Kyrie is as good a player as there is in the NBA, as much as he's goofy. But, you know, those are three solid Hall of Fame players. You got them on the same team. And that can carry them forever. And plus, they got nice role players. They really do. And I believe they're truly the team to beat. And everybody's thinking, well, they haven't played together and all that stuff. Man, those guys can just go and crush you in all kinds of different ways.
And Coach's Corner, I thought Isaiah Collier made an astute observation last hour talking about the matchup with the Bucks. And if any team is positioned with good defensive players and then an all-star and a Hall of Famer to at least contend with the Nets, the matchup of Kevin Durant v. Giannis is going to be great. And Giannis, you know, just like we saw a couple years ago in Toronto, Kawhi Leonard step up and be the stopper on Giannis and helped them get through the Bucks, if you remember that, in that series. Remember that, Zay, when they were 2-0 down and Kawhi said, I'll take Giannis, and really took him out of the game? It kind of feels like Giannis, at his age now, is like, okay, I'm ready to take on, and he took the challenge with Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. Now he thinks he's ready to take it with Kevin Durant. That will be a blast. And then you've got Chris Middleton, who's a tremendous defensive player on James Harden. And for Kyrie Irving, there's Drew Holiday, who's as good a defensive point guard as there is in the league. That's just a really good matchup and a really good entertaining X's and O's of how this thing plays out.
Well, I like the way Kevin Durant has paced himself throughout this season, coming off that injury of his that seemed like 2 years. He's paced himself well, but he hasn't done what Kevin Durant really could do, I believe. I mean, he can take over scoring. Unlike LeBron, and I'm saying he's not going to be able to score 40, 45, Kevin Durant can score as many as he'd like to score, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, but what he's doing is facilitating everybody right now. It's not that time of the playoffs where he has to score 35, 40 points. But I'm pretty sure everybody that knows Kevin Durant and his ability knows that guy at any time can score 60. He can go Steph Curry and go nuts. You know?
Yes. He could, because he's that great.
Right.
And you know, and James Harden's playing his role. Kyrie's a finisher. But the matchup with the Bucks in round two will be fun. I will say this for LeBron James. Even if he wanted to facilitate, do you realize that in the starting five last night, the other four players that started the game they scored 11 points. The other four scored 11 points. Andre Drummond scored 7. Maurice Morris scored 4. Caldwell Pope scored 0.
Who
Dennis
are these
Schroeder
guys?
Scored 0.
Who are these guys, Zay?
Two of the starting five scored 0 points, Zay. How do you
Who are they?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's brutal. It's brutal. And so the person who said Jordan wouldn't do this, Jordan at age 36 was playing poker for 11. So I'm not really trying to hear that before his Wizards days. But, yeah, the Lakers, man, they're in trouble. And this is why Anthony Davis, they made such a point of emphasis to re-sign him. And he held the Lakers hostage for the longest time as he did by signing as late as he did.
The question I'll ask you, Zay, when we talk about the Nets, are they physical enough when it comes to getting into the final? Is that a physical enough team? You know, Kevin Durant's not physical, but he can jump over you. You know, Harden is now playing physical. You try to hand check that dude, he's going to spin and get to the free throw. But is that a physical enough team? Physically?
Yeah, I think so. And I just think they're at the point to where, you know, they could just outscore every single team in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, that is just too easy. Y'all talk about Durant. He puts fear in everybody's hearts, man, when he has the ball in his hands. And he could just shoot over the top of anybody. And that 40 that he had with Kyrie having 39 in mm-hmm. game 4, that was some of the best offensive basketball I've ever seen in my life, with James Harden having, 23 points and 18 assists. And I just think they're just going to outscore everybody. Now, I think Milwaukee will be the toughest team, but I'll probably pick Nets.
Well, Middleton
7.
Better be on his game then.
Yeah, he's right on about how, and they've hardly played together. So they're just that good offensively. They're shades of the Kansas City Chiefs offense in the NFL, where it's just, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't take it all away. And they've got too many really, really good players, because some of even the role guys around that are pretty good as well in Brooklyn. All right, we'll come back. We'll continue these conversations, UFOs and aliens and such. Also, did you see the teenager who took on the bear yesterday? This is an all-time badass move. This is all-time, serious badass stuff, for sure. We'll get you that detail. Plus, hot or not for the end of the hour. Having fun on a Wednesday. Dragging you up over the hump here on BNA, live, local, and digital. Streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, man. Still watching this video. Just showed the Buck for the first time. This 17-year-old teenager in California who her motherly instinct kicked in when her puppies started mixing it up with a bear. Probably
bear
a 1,000-pound bear.
And that bear had its cubs. She had her cubs.
How heavy do you think that bear is? Is that a 800-pound, 1,000-pound bear?
That's a fully grown
mama bear.
And if that bear gets that claw underneath that one black dog,
game over.
He's gonna rip him across that wall so quick.
I'm assuming you've seen this because it's gone viral on social media. But so the bear is climbing along the back wall at this house. You seen this, Zay? Incredible.
Yeah, I've watched it plenty of times.
So he's climbing along this back brick wall, probably about a 4-foot wall. and climbing on the wall in a residential area of California, and the Cubs, the mama Cubs, are right underneath. And so, of course, it feels like this young lady opened the back door to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
And, of course, like dogs will do.
Of course.
Tore off after the bear that was up on their fence.
Me versus you.
And, you know, there are three dogs. There's a bigger dog and then two little puppies. And, of course, the bear, with her cubs there, starts reaching down and snapping back at the dogs. And the little puppy dog gets over there, and here comes this teenager, and she goes full speed and wallops the bear.
And pushes the bear off the wall.
Pushes the bear, like, what is that, 800,000-pound bear? Pushes the bear off the wall. She got the leverage. She got low, Buck. She'd like to be a good offensive lineman.
Yeah.
She got the leverage. She got underneath and shoved the bear off the wall. The bear was kind of surprised. Never even really saw the girl.
Then went after her cubs because she was thinking, I wish you would come back here one more time, lady. Just do that one more time.
Well, then she corralled the puppies and got it back in the house. And but she just needed that.
Dude, that bear almost snatched that one little puppy.
I know.
Up and over.
I know. It's unbelievable. That is, she was interviewed afterwards and said, once the video went viral, because the video was taken from like home security camera thing, right? So that's where they got the video. And she says,
dude, that's a big old brown bear. That bear is huge. That's a fully grown mama with cubs.
I will tell you that when we were on our Alaskan cruise and the wife and I took that long walk out and we were in Sitka and we just kind of went off the beaten path and out on a walk, and I'm thinking at one point, I'm like, what the hell are we doing out here? I'm going to run into that. I'm going to run into a brown bear. And I, you know, because it got.
I bet you your wife was not going to make it when you started to run.
No, I told her, I said, if we see a bear, you take off. Live a good life because you'll beat it and I'll, you know, get eaten. It'll be fine. But, because we were out there. But this is in somebody's backyard. It's unbelievable.
God, a bear's fast.
I know. And you know what? The fact that she pushed that bear, it really appeared like the bear was about to jump into the backyard.
Oh, no, that bear was going to get one of those. There was about to be lunch.
And she was, the timing was impeccable. If she had gotten there a half a second later.
No, that one little dog, he was a goner because he looked just like a snack for that bear and those cubs.
Well, if he had
pulled pork.
Well, if she had gotten there a second later, the bear would have been on the ground, and she'd been face to face with that bear now. And the fact that she got there in time to shove it over the wall.
Yeah, that bear would have remembered that, too. That bear's liable to remember that, period. I'll be back.
That was
a big bear.
Insanely brave, she called it. It was. I mean, again, hindsight would. But it's just like the instinct, right? It's just adrenaline's pumping. What am I going to do? I got to save the dog. I don't want the dog to get eaten by the bear.
Yeah,
she wouldn't shove that thing.
My instinct would have been to say, pull pork that one, and that big black one over there.
She would have just gone back in the house and let the dogs fend for themselves. That's the motherly instinct, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Well,
that bear would have taken one chomp right out of the side of her.
Golly, cameras are everywhere now, but without the camera, that story would not, no one would believe it. Like, you know what I'm saying? No one would believe that story.
I wouldn't believe that lady pushed that bear.
Yeah, if somebody told you, this 17-year-old girl shoved a 1,000-pound bear over a wall that was about to attack her dogs. You say, come on, that's a wives' tale. That didn't happen. But it happened. I watched it.
That was a 17-year-old girl. She's like a grown woman, like a grown lady, like a housekeeper or something.
She's 17. She whipped the bear. And the bear was kind of like, whoa. Whoa. I mean, she had good form. It would have been like Kyle Flood over at Texas would have been teaching her. Get low for him.
Yeah, she's pretty lucky that bear was doing a balancing act with her cubs on that wall.
Yeah, it was like for the bear, it was like a balance beam kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that helped. Obviously, gravity took over when she got it moving backwards.
That's scary.
All right, so there you go. There's the viral video of the morning. Isaiah Collier will walk us through the hot or not topics of our morning before the top of this hour. And I don't know if you saw this over the Memorial Day weekend, Buck, but obviously the dead period is over in college football. We told you about the 2 5-star kids that are going to Georgia. As of yesterday, Texas is in hot pursuit of a corner from Tulsa, who's from from McKinney, Texas. And we'll keep you posted on those. But over the weekend, Quinn Ewers, we all know the name Quinn Ewers, right? He's the hotshot quarterback from South Lake Carroll, who had been committed to Texas, a lifelong Texas fan, but
right.
Now is going to Ohio State. And some are hoping or at least thinking that maybe Steve Sarkisian can, flip the script on this deal, but it certainly doesn't sound like it. at Ohio State. But so he was asked by 24/7 Sports over the weekend why all these players are leaving the state of Texas, and why he specifically, growing up a Longhorn fan, decided he didn't want to go wear the burnt orange. He wanted to go to play at Ohio State. And his quote was this, and it is kind of sobering for Texas fans, but it's not untrue. He says, probably because a Texas team hasn't been in the running for a national championship in a little while, he said, and I don't know about other guys, but like me, I want to compete at the highest level. Obviously, one day they will get back there, and it'll be great. But right now, I'm just tired of seeing that happen.
Yeah, well, what have you done lately? That's what it's all about, and that's why Sark is here. He's here to change that. But it, once again, to me, sorry about that. It's just going to take some time. And if you want to be in the thick of things, and I mean thick of things for years to come, you have to develop your team and you build your foundation. And it's not going to happen in 1 year. It's just not going to happen that way. And that kid is, I saw, Zay showed me the film of him. That's a Ricky Williams tape. That's one of those.
Quinn,
That's an out? That's your out route throw? Okay, you can shut that off. I'll grab him as quick as I can.
And I, you know, we had the conversations for days after Quinn Ewers committed originally to Texas. And it was like, that's a game changer. That's a program changing commitment. That's Vince Young. You know, that's a Trevor Lawrence who's just committed to you. That's a once in a generational type quarterback. And, you know, he is all that. And he's phenomenal.
He's going to be throwing to two of the best receivers in the country that will be saying goodbye to college football after this year. And it's still, you know, it's hard to believe. You can't keep losing those in your state. Those are the ones that you have to get the ones that loved you for a long, long time, even though you're not doing well. Some way, somehow, you have to convince those kids, E, that you are the change. But nowadays, kids don't want to be the change. They want to be a part of championships that have been recent. They don't want to be the guy that you say, you can really change this. I don't know what it is about young players now. It's no. I don't want to be the one that changes this. I want change to already be happening when I get there.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
And I don't even know if that's generational. I know we covered Mac Brown's first few years, and when Mac Brown brought in that recruiting class with Vince Young, that changed the game for them.
Yeah, they made the change.
Well, but you could see the progress, right? You mean at that point, that was Mac Brown got here in '98, so you had the '98 season, '99. 2000. And remember, the argument was he was Coach February and couldn't get over the hump, couldn't beat Oklahoma, but they were winning 10 games. I mean, they were right there and couldn't win the big one. And, well, so for a guy like Vince Young or Casey Stutter, all those guys that came in that recruiting class, it was, we can be the difference. We can tip this thing over because it's close. The last 10 years, you can't even argue Texas is close. I mean, Quinn Ewers can say, yeah, I'd like to go change that, but you guys aren't even close to the conversation at this point. Charlie Strong years, you were a 6-win team. Tom Herman's second year when they won the Georgia game and the Sugar Bowl was as close as they got to being close to back. But then the next year it fell off. And you know, that's where Texas is. If you're a top recruit, you want to see steps forward. You want to see a program that is building and ascending. And they just haven't seen that. Obviously, Mac Brown was scrambling to try to fix it at the beginning of the last decade. And never really got it back. The best year was that 8-5 year in Mac's final season. And then, you know, Charlie Strong, Tom Herman. And so for a kid like Quinn Ewers, who's 17 years old, for 10 years, since he's 7, all you've seen is really mediocre football.
Right.
And not even a vision or a glimpse of it being back.
Yeah, but you're losing top players. You're not just losing quarterbacks. I mean, you're Garrett Wilson leaving here. Garrett Wilson, his last year is next year at Ohio State. That guy's a top 20 pick.
Yes.
You know, and the best wide receiver in high school I've ever seen. So he's gone. The other receiver's gone. Del Valle has a kid going as running back to Michigan. Okay, well, I don't know. I know how bad Michigan can look. That guy should never leave this place. The Burton kid who's now going to Lake Travis, he and his dad are over at Lake Travis. That kid's going to Ohio State already. He's going. Yeah. You have to find ways that those kids that are around the corner from you, they can't leave, and you can't have people tell you, well, it's about stuff like the eyes. No, you have to defeat all this other stuff that's going on at your universities, because your local kids can't go to Michigan. They can't keep going to Ohio State. They can't keep doing that. That has to stop, and I don't know when it stops. I don't care from what background they come. I don't care what color they are. They have to go to Texas, and you have to find ways throughout your staff, who is there, who can defeat that. Who on my staff can make that happen locally? Well, I can't have these guys go off to Ohio State. If not, you're just...
Well, the thing that'll change it is a quality season and sign that it's changing, and Steve Sarkisian changing the culture, because there's no doubt, we was talking about the word culture and probably overused, but Tom Herman had a bad culture. You know, his own players didn't want to recruit for Tom Herman. They had bad things to say. That was a problem, and that's one of the reasons the change was made when it was, that the recruiting within the locker room was not very good, and the sentiment to future potential players was not very good. There is a sense that Steve Sarkisian will change that.
And in two years, you may say the same thing about the kid from Westlake who's going to Clemson.
Right.
How the hell is that kid going to Clemson? Wait a minute. Let me talk him into something that's going to keep him here. I can't have a kid of my own who's won two state championships go to Clemson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cade Klubnik, who has committed to Clemson. Of course, Texas has the commitment from the five-star kid from California, Malik Murphy, who I've heard rumors is going to plan to play, is going to move, his family's moving to Texas to play high school football in Texas in the fall. I don't know that that's confirmed. Someone can clarify that, but I had seen several, you know, stories.
And Zay saw a film of him. Zay, what does he look like? Does he look like that changer, that possible, I'm not saying Vince Young, but somewhere around there? That changes the fortunes of your team?
He's a little more raw, but you can see the potential.
Well, that's one of the reasons that he would like to play high school football in the state of Texas and come play. Because Quinn Ewers is developed because he's playing 7-on-7 every summer. He's playing at a high-level program.
Right.
Clay Klubnik's playing for, growing up here in Westlake.
Somebody says a bunch of crybabies.
Playing for Todd Dodge. And Malik Murphy's super talented. Arm talent and, big, strong, fast kid. But he is at a lower level of California high school football. And last year they played just a spring season, right?
Texas needs to run into a guy like Chase Young, one guy like that.
Yeah. Now that's what will begin to change things.
Yeah, one guy like that everybody goes, War Daddy, he is here, he's at Texas.
Maybe that's Alfred Collins. We'll see. A player of that caliber.
Hope so.
Who can develop into, they need those at every level. And that's how you play at Ohio State and Clemson. And obviously with Texas, Quinn Ewers to Ohio State, J.K. Dobbins went to Ohio State. You mentioned Garrett Gilbert, Jeffrey Okuda, Baron Browning, and now, all these kids are right here from the Lone Star State going to Columbus. And that's the job of Steve Sarkisian and the staff to flip that argument, flip that script, and show the development, because I don't think Quinn Ewers is off base at all. I think he's absolutely right that the program just hasn't been on stable footing. Now, the rest of the athletic department of Texas is on fire. And the hope is that Steve Sarkisian can get the football program cruising in that direction, but you got to... As you said, what have you done lately? And we'll see. This year is pretty important. And this month is pretty important as these new coaches make their first impressions
for
with
sure.
The players in the state of Texas for the class of 22, 23, and 24.
And once again, it's not easy for Sark. And I'm just telling you, it's going to take a little while because you have to, as he says, I can't neglect the guys that are already here worrying about the guys for the future. I've got a football season.
Careful balance.
Yeah, you got to be careful with how you do this.
All right, we'll come back. Your thoughts on that. College football, 94 days away to the Longhorn opener with Louisiana. Also, the hot or not topics, things we've missed halfway through this program, a Wednesday edition of B&E. Isaiah Collier walks us through that. Coming next.
What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstead Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstead Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Hot and not hot, the Brooklyn Nets closing out Boston last night. James Harden, they got a triple threat there in Boston, or with Brooklyn. Celtics are out. Lakers not hot, for sure. They are on the verge after getting whipped by the Suns last night. We'll reset those NBA games coming up in the headlines. Also on the hot side, Round Rock Express Buck just swept the Salt Lake Bees six games in a row in Salt Lake City.
Hi, y'all.
First time they've ever done that. They're coming home Thursday night in first place. The first place Round Rock Express when they return tomorrow night on a Thirsty Thursday to have their second homestand. They're hot. And the parent club, though, not hot. The Texas Rangers have now lost 13 consecutive road contests, 13 in a row.
Yeah, they are slumping right now for sure.
And they're in last place of the American League West. Seven straight for them. But so hot and not, Isaiah Collier. How about this is a nice text on a hot and not morning. It says, hi, Bucky. Good morning, Bucky and E. It's a beautiful day, and my daughter is graduating today. Have a good show. See, that's very nice.
Congratulations to your daughter for graduation.
Very proud. Very proud moments out there.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful day. Rain in the forecast for the afternoon. So if you're going to get out and enjoy it, maybe ahead of lunchtime is the best. But hopefully
look at it outside right now, how beautiful it looks, that blue sky.
We need it. Hopefully it'll stick. But it does have rain in the forecast this afternoon. So hot this morning, not hot this afternoon. Isaiah Collier, what say you, my friend?
Appreciate it, E. Man, y'all know I love a good petty story, and doesn't get much more petty than this. Former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler is still going through a divorce with Christian Cavallari, who I knew Christian Cavallari way before Jay Cutler through her days on Laguna Beach and The Hills, two very classic shows. And Jay Cutler is being petty because he thinks that he should get half in her company, Uncommon James, which is her jewelry company. And Cutler says that I was with her when she started the company, so I deserve half. You guys had a nod on that?
If it's going to work one way, it's got to work the other way, right? Was he with her? Was he supporting her at that time?
NFL quarterback.
I know, but I've heard that story before somewhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I know you feel bad about taking that cash, but half of that company belongs to that dude.
Does it really, though?
Yeah, it does. What do you mean? It only works one way?
How long were they married?
Amazon
there,
guy say? only
2013 to 2020.
Oh yeah, 7 years.
I mean, she was with him through the real miserable days.
Well, look, Amazon lady didn't get half. He gave her some stock. I mean, he gave her a lot of money, but it was not half of the company. Let's be fair about that. Half of Amazon would be ridiculous. She got 4% of the 4% of stock, which is ballooned. I mean, that's a lot of money.
$40 billion that she's given half away already.
Yeah, because that was an agreement, a settlement.
That was an agreement. Okay, let's agree on half of her company then.
Well, look, Jay Cutler earned almost $130 million in his NFL career as a quarterback.
You have to take half of that.
Why? No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Why does it work one way and it doesn't work the other way?
I'm not arguing whether it works or not. I'm saying that someone who earned $130 million playing quarterback in the NFL is doing fine. It's her jewelry store. She started it. Let her keep the brand. Mm-hmm. Settle somewhere else. Argue over the water jet skis or something. I don't know. Let her keep her jewelry store in full. You don't sell jewelry.
Oh, come on, softy. No, give me half of that company. She'll be just fine. Is she going? I mean, is she going to be Poe? Is she going to be Poe after that?
Uncommon James.
How much is it worth?
I don't know.
Let's find out how
it
much
seems
it's worth.
Petty, though. I'm with Zay on it. Zay, you think petty? You petty on this?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, but I'm with it. I'm with it. She's back on TV again.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's back on TV on, The Hills, new spinoff series.
Is he arguing that he made her famous? She was famous before he showed up, and he's a bum.
A bum that should get half.
She forced him to go on the show that went on E! It could have cost him their marriage. He's probably pissed from that, too.
Well, Jay Cutler, he's ho-hum.
Where's our lawyer? What's that dude's name?
Who? Joe Cordell?
Cordell would not let this happen. Cordell would get that dude half of that company.
I don't think he should want half the company is what I'm saying. Settle on other things. Let her keep the company.
I don't want the car. I want half the company.
All right.
If the company is successful,
maybe not to divorce you two. Jeez. We'll be back. We'll reset those headlines. Continue with the top story conversations of a Wednesday morning, including that, what say you? Also, UFOs and teenagers fighting off bears. It's been a good morning. B&E on a Wednesday. Live, local, and digital. Streaming on your Horn app and at hornfm.com.